Happy 2020, Question of the Day family. Welcome to the new year. I am so excited for this year. I'm so excited for just a lot of different things going on in life, going on. I don't know. I'm excited. And I hope you all are too. I know that this time is full of New Year's resolutions and times of looking forward and planning for the future. And what are we going to do this year? What are we going to do, I don't know, different and improve and all this other stuff? And I'm sure that we're going to have some great questions. Actually, I have a couple in mind to ask later. But for today's question, we are actually jumping. We're going to look close to ourselves, but around ourselves. This is going to be a question based around our friendships and the things that we kind of want to gather from our friends. Not like physical things, but attributes and skills and stuff. But we'll get more into that. But I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. And I am so excited for this season, for this time of life. And yeah, just really excited. So without further ado, let's get into the question of the day. So this question comes from one of the originators of Question of the Day. It was a concept thought up by him, and I have taken it and ran with it a bit just through life because I just loved the idea of thinking past things and not just stuck on today and stuck in whatever the situation was. But his name's Tommy Lester, and I met him when I was in high school. We met by random chance at a driver's ed course, like summer school class, and me and some friends invited him out to coffee and had just a great time talking, meeting with him. Later, I'd reconnect with him working at a movie theater, and being bored teenagers, we, of course, would love to spend our time diligently working and not talking. Just kidding. We would talk about anything and everything, and Tommy would always have like question of the day, and it was always fun. Like, people would hunt Tommy down to ask him, hey, what's the question of the day? I want to know what it is. And so we'd have a lot of fun discussing movies, superpowers, life in general, and it was just always such a fun time working there. And then later we'd actually work at one of those bigger grocery store chains. We kind of continued question of the day, but by that time we were both in college and everything. And so questions had kind of changed and adapted, but and I even kept it up on into my call it adult job. When I went to work for a contact center for a bank, we had a messaging system that you could talk to each other to. And so I try to throw a question of the day out there, because talking on the phone all day is, it's a lot of fun, but at the same time, there is a little bit of respite needed between phone calls. But anyways, thank you for listening to History of Question of the Day. So Tommy reached out to me and said that he had caught up with the podcast and he had a question for me. And I really love this question. Like, it's deep, it's insightful. It kind of makes you think about the people that you keep around you. And I really love it. So based on the concept that the people we keep around have abilities and attributes that we want to gain ourselves, name five people that are like your friends or family, that have attributes or abilities that you wish to improve upon yourself. Kind of how I liked to explain it was, if you could gain your friend's attributes with osmosis, what would you want to gain from them? So just being around and seeing what they do and kind of how they act, like, how would you want to improve yourself? I really enjoyed this question because it really kind of had me take a step back and look at my friends and like, man, I love each and every one of them and I really enjoy spending time with them. And I never really thought about that aspect of friendship as the people that you hold counsel with or sit down and talk to. Like, each and every one of them like when you're spending time, it's not just like to hang out or whatever. There is some level of like, I am receiving something from you. May that be just good company or enjoyment of time and laughter, or maybe it is learning like, oh, you have really great patience, or you have a calm demeanor about things, and I've seen how you react to, I don't know, critical situations or stressful situations without, you know, losing your mind or whatever, and kind of growing from that. And not in a malicious, like, I'm going to take over, like, I'm going to take this from you way, but just in a, I really want to experience and understand how you do it. So for the answer, I'm going to name the people and then the attributes, just one right after the other, as the attributes that they wanted to grow in and learn from. And so I'm going to do Tommy's first, as he was going through a time of some self-reflection and just thinking about those close friendships and the things that he enjoys about them. And so Tommy's list is his best friend Kristoff and the confidence and unapologetic values that he shows, Tommy's wife and her tenacity and wit, his friend Don's joy and enthusiasm, his friend Chris's passion for things that he loves, and then his brother-in-law's childlike wonderment. I was like, that's such a cool like collection of one people, because I know a handful of those people, and those attributes, I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and just different things that maybe you had at one point but have waned due to growing as an adult, or things in life have come up, or I don't know, sometimes we just get distracted and we lose bits and pieces of ourselves that we really enjoy, you know? And so it's fun to have those people around that remind us of, I don't know, I really enjoyed the childlike wonderment, because it's such a unique skill to maintain as you grow older, is to find that wonder in like the simplest of things, or yeah. And then on to my list, I'm going to go ahead and share mine as well. So my list was my best friend Jordan and his long-term creativity. He actually plays quite a long game when it comes to creating things, and the dedication and the determination to finish projects is something that I would love to gain from him, because not only is he creative, but he really takes it from point A to point B, regardless of how long that point takes. I would definitely say my wife's way with words. She just has a way of explaining things that makes it to where anybody can understand it. And I don't know if that's like a teacher superpower she gained or what, but I'm not gonna lie to you, I am quite jealous of it. My buddy Kevin, his passion, it's a passion for sports, which I don't dabble in, but he has such a vehement passion about sports that I'm a little jealous. I'm like, hey, I want to grow in that. I want to understand it. I want to see what passion for something like that truly is. And he teaches me about that almost every time we talk. My brother-in-law, the way that he's able to speak and bring peace to people is just really cool. Like, he is able to walk through his language with others in such a calm and peace-bringing way that, I don't know, I just love talking to him. He's been on this podcast before, and I'm sure it was quite, it was probably a lot of fun listening to him. I mean, I enjoyed it. And then my buddy Phil, he's very observant and is not quick to jump in with his comments. He very much he sits back and listens and watches and grows in knowledge of his situations before he even says anything about like what's going on. And I know that it's a collection of observation and patience and just really absorbing what's going on. And I think it's really cool, because I have sat there on occasion and watched him watch the situation, and I'm like, man, want to do that more. You know? So I want to know what your five people are. I want to know what the things are that you want to grow in and how you want to not necessarily change yourself, but improve yourself. Because this isn't about changing who we are. It's about taking those things that may be lacking or may be waning in our lives and having those friends around us that remind us of, hey, this is kind of how I want to be. This is how I want to improve. This is how I want to reflect into the world and show this part of me. And so let me know your answers, because I'm really curious. You'll be able to make comments either on the Anchor app if you use it, or I will be posting this on Facebook, and I would love any and all feedback. So with that ends our first podcast of 2020. I am very much looking forward to this year. 2020 is going to be just such a great year. A year of blessing to people, a year of change, a year of growth. And I'm excited to start it all with you. So please answer this question. And when you answer, throw me a question. Let me know what you're thinking about at the beginning of this year. Let me know what maybe your New Year's resolutions are, or ways in which you want to grow. Anything really helps me think of new questions and ways to kind of, I don't know, expand our thinking as we walk through this new year. So I am hoping that everybody has just a fantastic and amazing year. With that, welcome to 2020. Love you guys, and have a great rest of your day.